Welcome to We Are the Watchers.
This is episode 414, top of the day to you, Steph.
Hiya.
How are you?
Good.
Ah, that's good. One Christmas, one non-Christmas related watching suggestion from both of us this
Love
week.
Love it.
I'm going to go through the list of my Christmas watches that I've already got. I've got a list and I'll decide which
How
one.
How many have you watched?
I say I decide, but I already know which one I'm going to talk about.
Yeah, okay.
I may need to talk about it for a couple of weeks. I've watched, where is it? Oh, here. So far I've watched 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Golly.
Pretty good,
isn't
it?
You're good.
Yeah.
I mean, I've watched bits of ones because they've been on the television in the house.
Classic ones. Some of these wouldn't be classic at all, I wouldn't think. In fact, they're the I want to put something stupid on in the background.
Classic. It's a different kind of classic.
Yeah. We have a quiz. You can either have, I'll let you decide later on. You can make the decision, but I'll give you the options now.
Yeah, okay.
You can decide to do a BuzzFeed one.
About? Or, you're not going to tell me.
No, it's okay. Going to be super random.
Okay.
Or one that you've done years ago. Okay. You don't have to make a decision now.
But I have.
Oh, you have?
I'm taking the or.
Okay, one you've done years ago. Okay, perfect. We will do that
later
on.
Golly, I wish you had my score of what I got years ago. Or the answers that I answered, if you had that written down.
Oh, yeah. That'd be funny.
Still on the same page with myself.
That'd be really funny, actually. Let's have a look at the news.
Become a watcher on Facebook. Facebook.com/WeAreTheWatchers.
Box office.
Okay.
Wicked. For good.
What have you
been talking about? Okay, what I've heard is that people are really concerned that there was a massive problem on set because every time these people, the cast, are up doing publicity, they seem to be tearing up all the time and hugging each other.
They're also very, don't know how to say this politely, they look emaciated. Something happened. Yeah. Well, they all joined a pact.
What happened in Oz?
I don't know.
It looks like they've done quite well, particularly in the US, because it's been around Thanksgiving.
Yeah,
so
good
people
point.
Have, you know, had time to go and see movies and enjoy themselves. And I don't know.
They got bodies through the door, didn't they? Which is what they want.
Mm.
I've heard some reviews not being as glowing as they were expecting.
Is it because people are like, I feel like I've already watched enough Wicked? I don't know.
I think also Wicked the book and Wicked the musical are both very, very long, hence the two movies. And I wonder if all the fun stuff's in the beginning then, you know, it becomes serious.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, it's kind of like Star Wars prequels. You know where it ends.
Yeah.
Especially that one.
No spoilers, Leah.
Yeah. The one that goes right up until the very beginning of the original Star Wars.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, you're like, well, I know exactly what's happening
because
this
going.
Is like an hour before or 10 minutes before. Wicked for Good made $150 million in North America.
Nice.
$226 million worldwide.
Nice.
So that would be even more by the time this comes out.
My gosh, I'd be so curious to know how many actual screenings, like how many times did it play?
Oh, yeah, sure. Well, I know at least in America they had 4,115 theatres playing it. But how often were those?
Exactly. How many session times were there?
And were they actual theatres or were they like, if they're talking about, you know, Hoyt's Blacktown. I don't even know if there is there one. Or are they talking about Hoyt's Blacktown 1, 2, 3?
Yeah.
Or and then, you know, Miranda Fair 8, 9, 10.
Yeah.
Or they're just going Blacktown, Miranda.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. And it's like, how many cinemas did you have playing?
Yeah.
How many times a day did it run?
Yeah.
That's how much I want to know.
Would you go and see this or you reckon you'll wait?
I didn't watch the first one, so I probably won't go and see this.
You're going to have a good wait, I reckon.
Yeah.
It's going to be a pretty good wait.
I feel like I'd watch it on a plane.
Yeah. Well, if they're long, passes the time.
Yeah.
You watch two of those and suddenly you're halfway to Japan or I don't know.
And I mean, if someone would like to sponsor me
to watch a movie,
fly and watch it, I will. I won't argue.
That's so nice of you.
Yeah.
Kenneth Branagh is going to voice Goblin in a film.
Which Goblin?
The Goblin.
He's the Goblin. What don't I know?
Okay, so it's called Ted Meets E.T., and it looks like they've made a cake to announce the fact that Goblin is going to be a thing. And he's bright green, he's cartoon-like, and he's like lying on a cake. So it's a cake lying on a cake.
Okay.
So I think it's going to be a bit of a comedy maybe.
Okay.
Yeah.
That makes more sense.
Apparently the Goblin is anatomically correct, so I guess it's okay. For adults. Think anyway. That's Kenneth Branagh's next thing. It's not a Shakespearean thing. It's not a Jane Austen thing. It's a
goblin,
green goblin.
It's a goblin thing.
We were watching Play School the other day, and it had one of the cast members. Was her name Abby from Secret Life of Us?
Yes.
And then I went, oh, that's right. She's on Play School, and Joel Edgerton isn't. He's in Hollywood, being a Hollywood director,
a long
actor,
time
yeah,
now.
And his brother as well, I want to say, I think.
What's his name?
Arthur Edgerton?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like being the other Hemsworth, isn't it?
That's right. Anyway, he's going to be in a Netflix series called Trigger Point. It's described as an action crime drama.
Cool.
8 episodes, but that kind of sounds normal, I reckon.
That's a good amount, I reckon.
8, especially if you're doing like an action crime drama, you're like, well, okay, someone's obviously being killed.
Yeah.
8 episodes to find out.
A few red herrings.
Yeah, yeah. You want a few of those. Yeah.
Lead you see, down the garden path.
And then you can be like, I knew that was a red herring all along. Feel really good about yourself. Mm. So that's coming to Netflix soon. They're just announcing it, so it's not going to be for a while, but one to keep on your radar as well. Have I done 3 things? I feel like I've talked about 3 news stories.
Yeah, do it.
Okay, let's get into this watching suggestion.
Got a watching suggestion? Email thewatcherspodcast@gmail.com.
You know, sometimes you're just talking and then all of a sudden you're like, I don't know what I'm up to.
I often speak and don't know where I was going with things.
I understand. It's just.
Do you know the worst? It's always in a job interview.
Oh.
Where you're like, my mouth is still going and I don't know what, my brain
has stopped.
It's stopped.
My brain stops working. But my radio announcer brain starts and then I just talk without thinking.
Yeah.
And I think usually I'm all right. I feel quite good most
usually
of the time.
Usually pretty good at that, I have to say.
Thanks.
It's impressive.
Sometimes I'm talking right now, like here, and I don't even know what I'm saying. But it seems to be all right.
All right.
I listen back to it and I'm like, I have absolutely no recollection of saying that. What have you been watching this week?
Okay. Do you want to start with my Christmas one or my other one?
Other one.
Okay, that's a good one because I'm really enjoying it.
Good.
All right. So it's the new Netflix series called The Beast in Me.
Uh-huh.
And it's the Claire Danes.
Oh, yeah.
It also stars Matthew Reese, who is married to Kerry Russell.
I'm going to have to look him up. I need to find a picture of him. Matthew Reese.
He looks like quite a nice guy.
I know
on
him.
His
He's
IMDb.
Been in stuff.
He is not a nice guy in this.
Oh, he's
like,
a bad guy?
He is a bad guy. Creep to the creepy, creepiest.
Okay.
That you're like, are you sure you would like to be in a room with just him? Because I would probably be climbing out a window. But anyway, he's been in The Americas, The Post.
Oh, I wonder if that's where they met in The Americas. Isn't that where Kerry Russell was from?
Yeah. And he's Welsh.
Okay.
So
that
could potentially be where they met.
Yeah. Interesting.
Anyway, this is an 8-episode limited series on Netflix. It feels like a novel, but that's also very intentional because the main character is an author. So every episode is titled Chapter 1.
Oh,
and
that's
has
cool.
a title. Chapter 2 has a title. And they show that on the themes. It's not a theme song on the
like the intro?
The intro. Thanks for that, very introductory word.
It's just a word I picked up whilst my years in cinema.
In your professional career. Yeah. Anyway, the Claire Danes is the main character and she plays Agatha Wiggs, Aggie Wiggs, who has
it's a good name,
who had a phenomenal first book, like really, really bestseller, amazing. People were raving about it. And her wife suffered a tragic incident where their son was killed. And that was 4 or 5 years before present day in the series. And you can see that she has just unraveled during that time, which you can understand.
Yes, totally.
She's struggling to write this book that's a bit boring. Nobody's sort of interested, but she's behind. You know, the publishers are going, you're going to give me anything? Okay. She's like, I've got nothing and I'm barely coping, essentially. She gets then very wound up and intrigued by a new neighbor who has moved in next door or very close to her, and he's bought this mega mansion and he's got security to the max on this place. He's got vicious guard dogs that keep escaping out of his property and ending up on her property, and that sort of threatening feel.
She should get one of those sensors that goes off when there's a light breeze.
That's a really good idea. Or he should, because that's the kind of person
he's that
would.
Guy. Yeah. Okay, I understand the character now.
So this character, the new neighbor, has moved in. He comes with a little bit of a dodgy backstory.
Does she know that backstory?
Yes, everyone knows it.
Oh, okay, cool.
So, and I'll tell you because it's not really giving away. It's the beginning of it. He is a big real estate tycoon in Manhattan. It's a family business with his father as part of it. And a couple of years ago, his wife went missing, in inverted commas, under dodgy circumstances, and her death got ruled as a suicide. But the media and the world believe that he's responsible for the murder.
Sure.
So essentially a murderer has moved in next door with, you know, all of this security and all of that.
Yeah, and like the money still to.
Yeah, exactly. And he's trying to dominate the neighborhood. He's trying to get. Funny that, isn't it?
God.
I mean, the character is spot on. So he's trying to dominate. He's trying to put in a running track and get all the neighbors to sign like sort of a wet part of their properties away to have this running track, you know, like just dominating for the sake of dominating. And she's saying no. So he sets his sights on her. Right. Like, I'm going to draw you in and I'm going to manipulate you. As it sort of turns out, she is kind of like, I've been drawn in. I'm a bit scared of him, but I'm intrigued enough. And he sort of throws out this plan that she then takes on as, well, why don't you drop the book that you're writing that's really boring? Why don't you write about me? And she's like,
okay. That's probably a really good idea, but also I don't want to be near you.
Also, most normal people be like, that's a terrible idea. I'm running for
the
hills.
She's not normal either.
She's not normal either. So she agrees to it. And as you could imagine, with that kind of a person in your realm, lots of things would be happening that's not so good. It is a thriller that I've only watched halfway through.
Sounds really stressful.
So
now I understand why you were telling me earlier this week why you're just watching one
watching one a night.
Yeah.
And I'm finding one is a really good drip feed for me because I'm enjoying the story. I'm not getting that overconsumption where I'm over it. I'm not getting overly scared. There are moments that are meant to like make you go, that.
Yeah.
But One a Night is really good because it's like reading a chapter in a book and it makes you desperately want to read or watch the next
part
of it.
And then you're ready the next day. Yeah, I like that.
It's intriguing and it's captivating and I'd say it is a must.
Okay, what's it called again?
The Beast in Me. So who is the beast and who is it in, or is it in everyone?
Oh, okay.
Know what I mean?
Yeah. It's like the devil inside. INXS really knew, didn't they?
They knew. Ahead of their time.
Yeah, ahead of their time. I watched a show on HBO Max, which apparently is just going to be HBO again, called I Love LA. The best way for me to describe this show is the girls set in LA in 2025. And then probably that's where you will jump in and be like, okay, I'm sitting down. I know exactly how this is going to be. It's got Josh Hutcherson, who was Peter in The Hunger Games.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He was sort of the main person I noticed as a face.
Is it good? Is it got funny bits in it?
Yeah, it's perfect. A train wreck. Every character is an absolute train wreck. They all make terrible decisions.
So it's girls.
Almost every single scene, and do not help each other. Even if they are helping each other.
Yeah.
If you know what I mean. Yep. The story is progressive.
Yep.
So it's not like one different story every episode. It's about a girl who has been living in LA maybe a year or two. It's not been super long. She's jumped into when she first arrived, she jumped into this career in this small business, and she was hoping desperately that she could, make her way up, get promotions and that sort of thing. And it's clearly not working. And she's also not speaking to her friend from college days for reasons that it's just dumb and are explained within seconds. Yeah. But her friend is now an influencer and is quite well known online. And then her friend just shows up one day at her house, and she's like, "Why did you block me this morning?" She's like, Anyway, these two are a mess. Everything they do is a mess. And everybody around them, the other friends, are individual messes, but then they have to be involved in the mess that these two managed to create.
Mm.
There were three episodes that I watched back to back. So they're kind of girls' episode lengths.
Yeah.
And then I just assumed the whole season was out, right? So I'm like, I'll watch one more.
Oh, yeah, that happens to me all the time.
But then it went straight into the last girls' episode that I'd watched.
Yeah.
So I was like, what's Jenna doing here? What's going on?
This is
so
the wrong
confused.
Set of girls. Wrong city.
Perfect. It's more of a, those comedy movies? Oh, God, there's so many of them. But the first one that jumps into my mind is like Father of the Bride, where it's just disaster on disaster on disaster.
Yes.
And
the stress levels are high.
Exactly. And that's everything that these guys do. Yeah. So if you're like, I feel a bit stressed out, I don't know if I can take it. It's a comedy. Like, it's actually a comedy, but maybe you'd be better off waiting till after Christmas. After Christmas, it's almost like a reset. You're like, I've had my cozy. Now I can get into normal shows.
Yeah.
I like it.
I'm
like,
also looking for something new.
That's it. Yeah. That's it. Or you just watch one episode at a time.
Yeah.
And then watch a cozy Christmas movie like the one Stephanie's about to tell you about.
So I watched my Christmas movie. I don't know that I would necessarily classify it as a Christmas movie, but it is definitely set at Christmas. So
I know what you're saying.
Yeah. It's The Family Stone.
People love this
movie.
They
love it. It's 20 years old.
No.
Yeah. It was made in, I can't say the year.
20 years.
2005.
20 years ago. 2005. I don't think I saw it back then. I think I probably only saw it about 5 years ago. And I think it was the first time I'd seen it.
I have definitely seen it before, but it felt like a very long time.
Yeah.
Because it felt like watching with fresh eyes, which I enjoyed.
Yeah.
So it has a stellar cast. We've got stars Sarah Jessica Parker, Diane Keaton, Claire Danes, Rachel McAdam is in it, McDermott Mulroney.
Yeah.
The list just keeps going. It's set at Christmas, and Dermot brings home his new girlfriend, who is Sarah Jessica Parker, and this is why there are cracks in it, where it's obviously of a vintage where some things in romantic comedies were kind of just allowed and accepted.
Like, okay.
They clearly have a relationship and enjoy each other's company, but she's immediately branded like highly strung and annoying and, doesn't fit and all of this. And so she's at a loss from the second she walks into this family's house, because they're all just judging her, and you think, well, how's this going to go well for her? She's just going to unravel. And that's essentially
what she does. I forgot she was the girlfriend. Isn't that funny? Like, I've seen it 5 years ago and I thought, oh, yeah, she's the daughter. But she's not. Yeah,
she's
that's
not.
Right.
I think she did a really good job.
She's a great actress.
And even though she is so well known for Carrie Bradshaw, and there are slight moments of Carrie Bradshaw,
it's
because
the voice.
That's her.
Yeah.
It's the voice and it's the squeal and things like that.
Mm.
She was not playing Carrie, and it was really good. Whereas a lot of the others, I went, your performance was a little bit hollow.
Huh.
Like okay. just a little bit hollow or maybe aloof. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, it comes home for Christmas. All the family are there. They don't like her and disaster just sort of strikes. She then, because she's unraveling and she knows she's not welcome, she then calls her sister, who she hasn't seen in a few years, to come to this family's Christmas as well. But the sister is perfectly accepted. So funny. And here's the last one where you just go, did you talk this one through, or is this just like in the lore of romantic comedies?
But yeah,
there's a true couple swap between two sets of siblings that everyone was kind of just okay with.
That's like family, like that's breaking up families.
That's breaking up families. Yeah. And one was like, let's not go on a date now. Let's talk at New Year's. And I'm like, that's 7 days away, maybe six. Is that really going to like out the situation?
She's
going to
air out.
And then by the next Christmas, they're all happy. Like they're all couple swapped up. Anyway, I'm really not going into the whole basis of the story.
You've either seen it or you haven't.
I enjoyed watching it again with fresh eyes. Yeah, there are those ridiculous romantic comedy moments. But other than that, it was a good one.
Yeah, Family Stone. Okay. Maybe I'll watch that one next year.
Yeah, give it another year.
Because now that you've told me, like, it's kind of not fresh, but fresher in my mind.
Well, you'll probably find it more hilarious when they do the couple swap. You'll be like, that is just nuts.
It's so dumb.
Yeah.
So I watched one that I think was perfect to watch between Halloween and Christmas. Yeah. It's called Anna and the Apocalypse.
Whoa.
Yeah.
With like a Santa's hat on the A of the title or something? Because
no, but candy cane was used as a weapon to stop the zombies.
I was going
to
say it does not scream Christmas at all.
It's quite old. It's 2017, so yeah, that's 9 years. And I have vague recollections of it. But I think I watched it on SBS On Demand, so it's available for everyone. Mm-hmm. Also, have we spoken about this? It blows my mind every time. But did you know that SBS On Demand is the most watched streaming service in Australia?
Yeah, you tell me that and I'm like, every time I go, really?
Yeah. It's cool.
They've got a good catalogue though.
Yeah, and it's super varied. I think that's the thing. Like you could watch this funny was it Irish? UK-based pantomime musical between horror and Christmas. Or you can watch Dateline.
Yeah. Talking about like weird streaming service things, I went looking for the Polar Express.
Oh yeah. Today. Is that Disney?
Okay, that's the thing. Classic Christmas movie. Academy Award
Disney.
Winner.
Yeah.
I don't know where it was last year, but it was somewhere really easy to find.
Yeah.
I would look through every single one that I thought it would be on. End up Googling it and it said Amazon Prime. Went to Amazon Prime and it was like, no, you can buy it.
I'm not buying it.
And I said, well, I'm not buying it. And it said, unless you've got a subscription to HBO Max. And I went, well, I've got a subscription to HBO. So then I went out of that, HBO Max. And I thought, why would it say it was Amazon
convoluted
when it's actually HBO Max? And what's it doing on HBO Max?
Some of these older movies just float around.
They just jump around.
Yeah.
You would think, like it's Academy Award winning.
Mm-hmm.
Good kids Christmas movie. Whoever had it would just be like, I'll hold on to that for quite a while.
Yeah,
I'll take that. Yeah, throwing it. Anyway, started to do HBO Max and it was like, okay, I'm having issues and the support screen came up and it wanted to like enter things and I went, we're not watching it. Sorry.
Okay.
That's
really annoying.
Isn't that annoying?
Yeah.
Actually, my words were, we'll let Leah sort that one out.
So Anna and the Apocalypse, it's kind of similar to what I watched last week in that it's from the UK. They sing in it.
Fun.
It's set at Christmas Eve or the day before, like a couple of days before Christmas. People are really into their own problems, their own lives.
Yep.
Kind of like Shaun of the Dead. They don't even notice that zombies are around until it's pretty obvious.
Until they sit down for Christmas dinner.
Yeah, it's really funny. So they're all students, not all of them, but the main characters are students at a high school. Mm-hmm. I think it's their last year. Yeah, it's their last year, and which means they've got plans for the future, which means there's a high chance they're all going to die. If you make plans for the future in a zombie apocalypse, you're the dead one.
Yeah.
So you're kind of figuring out who's who. The principal's really bossy, creepy guy. But the safest place to go once they realize it's a zombie apocalypse is to the school. Fun. So they have to try and get to the thing. It was fun.
Yeah.
I think you need to watch it earlier in December.
Yeah.
Than Christmas Eve.
Yeah. Okay. It's not giving you the Christmas spirit.
Christmas adjacent.
Oh,
yeah,
Christmas I want adjacent. That to be a category.
Yeah, it should be. Oh my gosh, we need to do your quiz.
Yeah.
How early do you want this quiz? Like, are you thinking, do you want one from like the past few months or are you?
Maybe 12 to 18 months ago, because a few years ago you gave me really hard questions. I don't want to go back there.
No, I've just opened up the Watchersville Christmas play by mistake from 2024. That's not the one we want.
Do you have the Watchers Christmas quiz from a few years ago?
Oh, yeah.
Even though I think they're still pretty hard for me, but I'll give it a go.
Gosh, there's stuff here from 2018. All right, what about 2023?
Okay.
This is the Watchers end of year quiz.
Okay.
2023. So you wouldn't have even answered all of these.
No.
Do you want to do all of them or just some? This is a lot.
Let's see how well I go, and then you can cut me off if I'm doing badly.
Let's do half of them.
Okay.
Because otherwise that's a whole episode.
Yeah, true.
What year was Matthew Perry born?
I don't know. 1974. 69. Five. 69. Mm. Okay.
This one should be okay.
Hi. Hi, Barry. What's up?
Ooh.
Nothing.
Name six streaming services.
Disney.
Say it loud.
Loudly.
Okay. Disney.
Oh, nice. Nice one, Henry.
Netflix.
What's the blue one?
Stand.
That's what he calls it.
Oh, Stand.
ABC iView.
Yeah, four.
SBS On Demand.
Five. Henry, stop touching the microphone or you'll have to go to afters to learn how to do it.
HBO Max.
Oh, my gosh, she's so good.
I'm so good.
Who played Fran Fine in The Nanny?
Fran Drescher.
Yes. How much did Barbie make in the worldwide box office? This is multi. Okay.
Oh, okay.
A, $1.4 billion.
Yeah.
B, $2.6
billion. Yeah.
C, $5.3 billion.
Five.
It was 1.4 billion.
Was it? That's I was going to so say that first.
Money. Who directed Barbie?
Oh, the girl, chick, Australian, Greta. Greta.
Yeah.
Oh, I can only think of the actress.
I am so
name.
Impressed with you right now because I would have gone blank.
I can only think of the actress.
Gigi, Ger, Greta Ger, Leah, Wig.
Ger Wig. I wouldn't have gotten that. All I could think of was Greta comes back.
Go to work.
I know, I don't want to go to work every day either. Henry, I got a question for you.
Yeah.
How many episodes are there in season one of House of the Dragon? How many episodes? Say a number.
Say a number.
Six. Close. It's 10.
Whoa. Show me 10. Show me 10 fingers.
Gosh, it's so many fingers. Which actor originally was cast as Neo in The Matrix?
Someone really unlike Keanu, isn't it?
Mm.
Someone really – Tom Cruise?
No, Will Smith.
Will Smith.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's too – Will Smith is too
– Hollywood.
Too Hollywood, yes. He's like, I am the Hollywood leading man. I know Keanu is as well.
He can do comedy.
There's something alternative about Keanu. Yeah.
He lives in his own lane.
Yeah, yeah. Who did Dustin Hoffman's character have an affair with in The Graduate? What was the character?
Mrs. Robinson.
Yes.
I was like, actress? I don't know. What's her name?
Finish this TV show theme. Have you ever felt like this? Have strange
things happen as you're going round the twist?
Brilliant.
After.
You've got two more.
Okay.
Or one or two.
I'm enjoying this.
One or two?
Okay. Two.
Two. Which actor won an Oscar for their role in the 1990 film Ghost?
Whoopi.
Yeah. How many Star Wars films are there?
Seven.
Well, why don't you count?
Well, there's six. Then, I don't know. Are they between, after, or before?
Well, we've got the original three,
yeah,
then the prequels, the new three. And then the new three, that's nine.
Oh.
And then you've got...
After.
Then you've got Rogue and then Solo.
11.
Yeah. Well, at least 11 as of 2023.
11.
I think
my
so.
Answer is 11.
Well done. And on that note, Stephanie, thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
You got, I think, eight of those right. Sorry, I think you only missed two.
I'm good.
So good.
I'm really good.
So good.